keep it going.
Needs to leave Anderson alone. How about that? Everyone needs to stop requesting things that are outside their realm of understanding.
I hear you.
Mainly Krista. That's who I'm talking about. Krista.
What does she want?
Yeah, that's a cut on my face. All right, way to go, Rune. We asked Rune to be in here tonight. Is there a ship on its way? What's happening, Tyler? What's going on?
A bunch of bullshit is on its way.
Oh, I'll tell you something, Tyler. I never thought I'd use the kind of guy that's probably going to be late.
Who does
Fine,
this?
I was going to bring my A game. Now I'll bring my D game.
Who is not invited to a wedding? Not invited. Stricken from the record. Yeah, I don't know you well enough, so you're not invited. Then gets a pity invite because she continues to say, why aren't I invited to your wedding?
Krista?
Yeah, so I said, you know what? You can come only if you bring a listener. Like you and Diana B. You guys will be like, What? Huh?
Lovers?
What's coming back to 8 seconds? Okay, so why don't you say that into the mic?
I didn't know if we were, like, broadcasting
we're
or something.
We're broadcasting, brother.
No, like, I don't want to be... I don't want... Right, we don't need another podcast.
My anger in a minute. Hold on. It's unbelievable. Take off.
What's happening? Were you talking when you were just moving your lips, or was that just... Because I didn't hear any of that.
It was just in Anderson's ear.
I don't like that. Why can't you share? I do still like this room decorated like this, though. Except for that sign behind me. Look at that. Where's that shadow coming from? Hey, everybody. It's the Mike Carano After Disaster. Apparently, I'm doing the show alone. Hey, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt my solo show. What do you guys want to talk about? I don't want to start a topic because I'm going to get interrupted in like 30 seconds. Yeah. The doctor is in.
I'm supposed to introduce the song like it's a 70s radio show.
All right, this is 101. I can't do it.
That was terrible.
I know. I don't know how to do the DJ
thing.
That was
so bad.
You're listening to Rocktober all September.
Wow.
I don't like that DJ voice. I don't know how to do it. You need my love, baby, oh so bad.
Well, so I just went in there and did nothing because everything was fine.
Good move.
Yeah. So, yes. She said, why are I coming? So I say, okay, yeah, you can come. Come with Diana V and it'll be great, right? Because mm-hmm. I love Diana V and I want to have like a listener representation.
So they broke up and there's a problem?
No, they're not broken up. But now, unsaid name continues to go, what table am I sitting at? What? Why aren't I sitting with Loveline people? What the fuck?
I don't talk like that.
I mean, where does she get off?
I don't know. That's weird, though.
So I said, no, I will not have drunk-ass you sitting anywhere near sober-ass Mike Catherwood, who's going to be working. All right? And enough wedding talk. If I start talking about weddings, I'm going to start talking about people that...
I'm sober-ass, too.
...are closer to me. Close to me, and they listen to this program, and I will talk terrible things about them because they're horrible people. People.
Like the two guys that are on it with you?
No. You guys are great.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Love you guys. I think about this is going to sound really gay.
Can't wait.
I think about you guys throughout the week fondly.
And fondly?
You've been thinking about us.
And I look forward to this night so that we can hang out. Unfortunately, we got to do it with all these mics in between us. You know?
Yeah.
I wish that it could be just like cuddle time.
Just the three of us under a blanket.
or a bar
on that couch,
something like that. I would enjoy that as much. However, this is where we're at. This is what it's got to be. This is what it's got to be.
Well, you're right.
Can we talk about who hit you with a hockey stick across your cheek? What's going on there?
We do have video going tonight. I asked Rune if you'd stick around. Yeah, sure. I have a cut on my face, which I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was shaving.
Well, 5 a.m. Trying to shave your eyeball?
Hold on. 5 a.m. in the morning.
Got that hairy morning eye.
I was very tired. 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning. No one should be awake at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
No, I was up at 6 this morning.
It's not right to be awake that early on a Saturday, let alone Sunday. But that's because I got to go to church before work.
Or a Monday.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I was shaving, and Jillian has this thing where she likes to have a bunch of old used razors of her own. Mm-hmm. So like girling up the place, like little pinky guys and ones that looks like a dolphin, but they're all rusted out.
Remember that round one from the '70s?
She still has that. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the '70s.
Came back.
Gift from her mom, but she has those. So they're all over the place. There's like two or three of them in the shower and then they're on the counter as well, but she never replaces them. So she just goes and she uses mine to the point of dullness. So I was trying to shave. I had a thick beard. I had to get rid of it. And I was getting very mad. I started shaving very quickly. And then the rusty razor hit my orbital.
You really have tetanus now.
You're nuts.
I'm hoping that
face tetanus.
I'm hoping that it takes me out before this goddamn date coming up that's killing me.
You're going to be standing with your face to the good side of your face to the people in the crowd. And then you're going to turn once you've kissed the bride.
It's like
and you're
the Phantom of the Opera.
Tyler, yeah.
Your face is just going to be peeling off.
It'll be all better by then. And the date that I'm talking about, this
no, you're getting tetanus. It's going to be way worse.
Has nothing to do with my wedding. I'm talking about a blind date that I set myself up with online that I got going
Sweet.
On next week. Yeah, I want to make sure. I just want to make sure that there's no other options before the wedding. You know what I mean?
Do you want me to be the your safety call where I call you like halfway through the date to make sure everything's okay?
Yeah, we actually come to the can we do a little Bergerac? What's it called? Cyrano Bergerac?
Yeah.
So will you sit in the restaurant and tell me what to say?
I'll leave my I'll feed you some of my smooth lines.
Ooh, we could do like a podcast where like I'm talking to you across from my date.
Compliment her pussy.
What does that mean?
Girls love that.
All right, the main reason why I wanted Rooney.
Was your vagina in Penthouse?
To shoot a little vid. Tyler, we don't need to get better lights on you if you're going to be a part of the program.
Yeah, I also need to be able to hear this out of my right ear. It's very upsetting.
Hey, welcome to my world. Every
maybe
night.
A bug's
awful.
In there. Maybe a bug
just
crawled into
do
your
do one ear. Cool
eggs.
Guy, like me. One
maybe
ear.
The kids are hatching and they're clogging up your ear canal.
That's not happening.
It's
however,
a bug goes in your lays eggs.
I had my dentist look into my ear with one of those little scopes. Dentists mm-hmm. have little scope guys that they can look in your ear if they need to. So if you're getting some dental work and you have a problem with your ear, have them break it out. They don't know what they're looking at, as my dentist quickly proved to me when he said he looked at my ear that was bothering me. He said,
gross.
Oh, yeah, that's really red and swollen. Yeah, we might need to do something about that. He's like, let me check your other ear. He's like, no, you're fine. They're both like that. But the reason why I made him look at it, I said, there could be a bug living in there. I don't think there is.
It's one of my great fears.
I told you about my friend who was on
the only thing we have to fear is
bugs
in
itself.
Our ear.
Yeah.
She was on a cruise and she had a problem with her ear and found a baby cockroach in there.
Yeah, there's
and
a famous...
They couldn't get rid of it for 4 days until they went to dry-docked it.
There's a famous story about a professional baseball player.
Because if they
player.
Killed it, it would have rotted in there. So they had to wait 4 days
had
to get
a fly fly into his ear during a game. Went. Are you familiar with this
flat.
Story? Had a fly in his ear during a game. They went to play down in Puerto Rico or something. It was a Major League Baseball team.
Why are they going to Puerto Rico?
He had
play?
A horrible noise. He had a horrible I can't speak. Horrible noise in his head. He couldn't sleep for days. Finally went to the doctor down. It might have been in Mexico or somewhere. They were playing an out-of-the-country game for some reason, exhibition. And there were maggot eggs in his ear. And they had to do surgery to get him out. And then when he got back to the States, there was a whole new batch in there. They didn't get them all. And it was really one of the most repulsive
batch.
Stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
Cooked up? Batch?
Here's the thing about your dentist looking in your ear. I don't know what this has to do with it, but it reminds me. I was at the mechanic for the third time this week in Brea because I had to. First of all, I had to get new shocks in the front. That didn't solve the problem. I went
it's
back.
Not
today,
interesting to me.
Went back today because he said he thinks he knows what the problem is. Sure enough, three of my four engine mounts are broken in my car, and I said, "Is it safe to drive?" And he goes, "You tell me." And I'm like, "What?"
Did you charge him?
They didn't have the parts today, so I have to bring it back. But three out of four engine mounts are broken. He seemed to think it was no big deal.
First of all, it's Native Americans. I don't appreciate you throwing around the engine
that is so hilarious.
Reference.
That is so hilarious. Hey.
Engine mounts.
So last week, a lot of stories about the old prison.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't really a prison. They were good stories. They were good.
And I told you about how I was dressed for court when I went to court, and I had no idea that I was going to be sent away, locked up.
And you were wearing your gold zoot suit.
And I was wearing, like, the way I described it is an outfit that looks like I could have been at least a background character in Night of the Roxbury. And I decided...
Or you were Sammy Davis's chauffeur.
I decided that tonight would be a good night to put on that exact outfit. And this is exactly what I was wearing.
Same I should pants, have asked. That was an odd shirt.
Same pants, same shirt.
That's
it is shiny.
Fantastic.
You can attest that it's shiny, right?
No, it's not. I thought you were going to put on like a jacket or something.
This is a shiny shirt that I don't know why Rune wore. The whole reason why I wanted him to have video tonight was for this. And he immediately, oh, okay, you were trying to get it. I thought you were on Tyler.
All that right. is the, that's what you wore to court?
Screens behind you?
That's what you wore to court?
I work on this this set with where I went, when I'm wearing this outfit. Like,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it totally looks like you're going to give us, like, pickup tips.
Wait, watch this. Rune, get in here. Get in here.
What's happening?
Get in there, Rune.
Get in there. What?
Hey,
what's
in
what
your...
What is that? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah.
Why does your camera suck?
That is cool.
Are those butterflies?
What is... No, it's cool. Pretty great. It's like a pinup. 50s pinup doll.
Yeah.
Always... Sewed into his pants, into his zipper.
Did you beat off with that in...
Yeah, that's
lock
what
up?
And when his jizz dries, that's what it looks like.
Wow, that was terrible. No. Actually, I did use that to my advantage because the guys that had been in there for a while, I'm like, guys, check this out. And they thought that I was going to rape them as I unzipped. And then, no, it was just a sexy caricature of a pinup girl on the inside of my pants.
So odd. So weird.
So I went from fear of rape to, oh, good. Nice little picture of a lady there. Okay.
Baby, don't fear the raper.
So the video can be shut down now. We don't have to do the video anymore.
Thanks, Rune.
Thanks, Rune. He just fades to black. Big plans tonight to talk to, all four of the mugs sold. They're all done. They're all gone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, guys. I don't know if you looked at either one of you guys look on there.
No.
Easy, Tyler. Settle down. I'm going to spend all my money now on an ear doctor.
I'm going to spend all my money on my car because it was $650 today.
Mike keeps complaining about how
guilty.
I know.
Four
I
got
to stop this. I got to stop this complaint. I just need to buy another car.
How guilty he feels about the mug money.
I do. I feel very guilty about it.
And so far, the guys that have bought it have said, you know, I listen to the podcast every week, and it's like it'd be like it's essentially like a dollar an episode that I paid, but I also get a mug. So settle down. If you feel that guilty, you can donate to the Tyler Fund. Who will in turn donate to my wedding fund. You see, it's full circle. Full circle. Why is this song playing?
I don't know. You said it looked like you were from this song.
Oh, about 10 minutes ago when I was talking about Night
well,
of the
we have slow computers.
We're not doing the video anymore, but I'm doing the head just like Roxbury. Yeah.
Guys, just imagine everyone doing the Roxbury head. It's great.
The Roxbury head.
Oh, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm over it.
Hey. Where's the camera for that over
bastard.
Here? That two shot of us looks way better than the other shots, don't you think? Because it makes it seem like we're
no,
in the same
like,
room.
I don't like my profile. I'm not
I don't like mine either.
All right, Tyler. So here's interesting bit of information about the old purchasers there of the old mugs.
Yeah, who is the stamp collector?
Four mugs sold, three purchasers.
What?
Stamp collector bought two.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I want to figure out what his scam
Monopoly.
Is.
I think, okay, without giving anything away, there's a great fucking movie called Searching for Sugarman. I have an inkling, I have a feeling, a sneaking suspicion that it's going to be up for Best Documentary, and I think a lot of
the
people will know this.
The director's buying our stuff?
Movie. What I'm doing is I'm a hipster, and I'm talking about a movie no one's really heard of yet, but everyone will, because I'm a hipster. Proof. Stamp
and
this.
And this is payback?
What?
This is payback what for you your plug in the movie?
No. That movie is a... fascinating story. I'm trying not to give too much away, but it kind of centers around a guy who has no idea that he's huge in another part of the world. But he's giant.
Oh, that
like
sounds
a giant
great.
Fucking
sounds
star.
Good.
And I think that maybe stamp collector, maybe we're huge like in Norway or something.
Hey, our like third most downloaded place is Hong Kong or something like that.
Well,
maybe they just want to buy their cups back.
If that's true, we should move there.
So here's the deal.
How many people in Hong Kong listen to this show?
48.9.
Oh, wow. That's our third biggest. Jeez.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Above that is 50 in Canada and U.S.
51.
Tyler, will you turn it down there so I can dial the rest?
Is this stamp collector?
Now, okay, put it back up.
You think
please
he's up?
Kill that music. Will you please kill that music I just dialed? And will you please turn up the call again? I'm calling Sean is his name. Stamp collector. I told him I'd be calling.
You think he's up?
I don't know. I told him I was going to call. Tyler's trying to ruin it with the music. Tyler, please turn that off. God damn you, Tyler. What's wrong with you? Is it because you've been gone from radio
week?
For a month?
What's wrong with you? This week? What's wrong with you?
Oh,
the
is
other
this
end
you trying
spectrum?
To, like, artificially stimulate yourself?
Yep.
I had a long heart-to-heart with Tyler after the show last week, and I said, listen, dude, your energy's got to be there, man, and the show suffers.
This doesn't count as energy, by the way, because you're playing a CD.
And we're asking you not to. And you can be dead asleep and do what you're doing right now. Hey, Sean, are you there? God damn you, Tyler. You ruin everything. Hey, Sean,
ooh,
are you there?
Tyler ruins everything.
I can't even hear if there's a beep. I don't know if we're leaving a message.
He's cranked.
Call him back.
Thanks a lot, Tyler, for...
It's turned all the way up.
No, no. But what I'm saying is
probably didn't adjust the phones.
No, no. Watch this. Hey, caller, you're on the air. On the air. Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. You guys have been talking for like the last.
See, the phones work perfectly.
Yeah, when they call us, I can't
you know,
trust
it's a,
you to
it's
dial
talk
numbers.
Show? It's a talk show, miss. Is there a problem with us talking? Because it is a talk show.
No, it didn't sound like you were on the radio. It sounded like you two were talking to each other.
Oh, I know who this is.
Have you ever listened to the show? That's what it sounds
she
like.
She doesn't listen to the show. She's calling
no,
for
I
another
think
program.
I was trying to call somebody else and got you.
Yeah, the lines get crossed a lot this time of night. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
It's going to be phone. No, no. Watch it. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to hear myself stumble over the word air. Fantastic. All right. Do we want to talk to Stamp Collector?
Yeah.
All right, Tyler?
I think we should. I got a couple of questions. First of all, how much did he put? How much dough is he out?
Like 300.
Wow. For two mugs.
Tyler, I can hear it. Such a tick.
Two mugs, 300 bucks.
Okay. I've dialed. What if you bought two mugs, $300 worth of mugs, and gave us a wrong number?
Hello?
Is this Sean? No, is this Tim? This is Tim.
Yeah,
God
Tim.
Damn it. I suck at everything in life. This is one
that's
of the buyers.
You're yelling at Tyler.
This is Tim. He bought two of... You bought number two of five, right?
I bought two of five. That's what it is.
And how's that...
Number two of five.
How is that mug? Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank... Thank you very much. You made...
I'd like to thank you, but I'm too uncomfortable with the fact that you paid for a mug to be able to thank you.
There's an interesting story to that. Because I was drinking.
I really was hoping that you had another guy
he can't afford it.
That you hold doubled on. Your money. What's that's what I wanted to hear.
What's that, buddy?
Yeah, it was like an $80 or something. I came home. I was like, nope, sealing the deal on that one. So I went to like $140. Someone actually outbid me. I was like, I'm sitting at $160. I guess it just capped out at $150, I think. Well, I put it at $150, and then I just put it $20 more, so...
What do you mean it capped out? Like eBay said, nah, even we think this is ridiculous.
Well, no one's going to bid over $150, but, you know.
Well, thank you very much.
So you're saying we could have squeezed another $10 out of you?
Yep, I was drinking that much.
Well,
Now, I sent you a message, right, saying I hope you
yes,
don't.
Yes, yes, yes. I wanted the mug, but it's fine. It's okay. I like the mug, and I was going to pay as much as I want for
what
it.
What are you going to do with
it? I can't draw anything cool for you guys. I can't. Make anything cool, I was like, why don't I just pay for something?
Well, like I said,
I'm really excited about his purchase.
Like I said last week, if there's something else I can send you because I'm riddled with guilt that you paid that much for a mug, let me know what you want.
Hey, don't worry about it, Mike. It's okay.
Are you in L.A.? Are you in L.A.?
Oh, no, I'm in Oregon.
Oregon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all out of staters. No one is state. Hey, California Fox, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you buy our mugs? What's wrong with you?
Because I would have... Got you two tickets for Louis C.K. tomorrow night. If you
you're
here.
Doing the worst thing you could possibly do,
for
right?
Louis C.K.
I feel horribly guilty that you did this. I would like to do something for you. Oh, here's what I would do for you, but I'm not going to. Now he feels awful.
Hey, that's just very generous of you guys. But you know, the podcast is good enough.
Thank you, though.
Not really that good,
Tim. What are you going to drink out of that? Are you going to drink out of the mug?
Let me send you something else because
I'm not going to drink out of it because I don't want cancer. Blood-based paint.
If you get cancer, we'll call you in the hospital.
Oh, this is our master plan, actually, is to get people to have more items that they'll drink out of to purchase further things from
Good night, Rune.
I do like the little note I got. It was like a list of things to do today, and it says feed Stanley, shower, and other things.
Wait,
and all you guys wrote over it was thanks.
Wait, did you already send the mugs?
Yeah, all the mugs are sent.
Oh, did they get them already?
You are totally on top of this.
Wow.
Yeah, Tim got his, and I put a little checklist together of things to do. And the only thing that I was checked was sell a mug. And all the other things were unchecked because I didn't get to them.
I get it.
Yeah.
You should see my checklist in the morning. And I start with eat breakfast, and I'm not kidding.
Really? You guys actually write that stuff down?
Yeah.
No, you guys. Oh, really?
No, I do write it down.
Tim, thank you very much. Enjoy your mug. I think you should drink some whiskey out of it, maybe. That'll kill the cancer chemicals.
Sorry, I'm a little nervous on that.
Don't quote
me.
You're not at all.
No, I like that.
I know. I wish I could. I will send you. Send me
no,
your address
fine.
And I'll send
keep
you something. I don't know what.
Keep doing the show.
Thanks,
I send
Tim.
Send him $80. Yep.
Maybe they spend that much because they're like, I bet if I spend this much, Mike will be so guilty.
I do feel. I feel terrible about this. I want to hear somebody.
Mike, it's a free market.
I want to hear somebody call up and
Mike,
say,
Mike, how many things have you bought?
Capitalism.
A lot.
For ridiculous prices.
A lot.
Did any of those people say, oh, God, this Mike guy?
No, they didn't. No. But here's what I want to hear is I want somebody to buy a mug for an exorbitant amount of money, and then I want to hear they flipped it for like double the money.
I want someone who hates our show to buy it and then break it.
Yeah, like it's
okay.
A revolt.
How did
like
I know
it's
that
a
I was
revolt?
Screw that up? Rune, how are you, buddy? All right, here we go. This is the stamp guy. This
like
is
it's
Sean.
A book burning.
Oh, and by the way, guys, I asked for their phone numbers, all right? So just to let you know, it's not like you buy something from us in the future and I automatically have your phone number, okay? It doesn't work that way. I do
but
have
if
your
you
address.
Send us your phone number, we might call you on the air.
Good job. This is Sean Roberts.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Sean Roberts. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
So, I'd like to begin by saying thank you very much for supporting the show with not one but two mugs.
And I'd like to hop on that bandwagon, too, and tell you that I feel twice as indebted as these other guys to send you something extra.
Mike wants to give you oral.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay, now you're Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Wilcox, Arizona, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give all your information out, but I just did inadvertently. Okay. Now, what is the deal with the two mugs?
What's the deal?
I thought they were really cool, and I definitely had to get the first one. I liked the third one too, so I decided, but buy that one too. They're cool.
Now, will you
support the show?
Wait, are you telling us that you purchased them based on what's on the mug?
Yeah.
No, because he likes
tried,
the show.
I would have tried much.
Favorite ones.
I would have tried much harder than.
Which two do you got? You got the Burt Reynolds one and
oh, that was a good one, seriously.
Did you get Burt? You got Burt, right?
No, I didn't get the Burt.
No, Burt was Tim. Tim got Burt. Okay.
I got number one and number three.
All right. I'm sorry for all of you
is
who might
the
be
Jesus
getting
one?
Tired of mug no. talk. Now, what is the stamp collect? You want to do a little plug or
mug
something?
Talk.
You got a program, a show or a shop or something?
Mug talk.
I collect and sell stamps and
and now after
like
disaster
that,
mugs.
So.
Well, if you want me to buy a stamp from you, I'll do it.
That's okay. You don't have to throw in anything extra. You sound so eager to throw in extras.
Because you paid too much money for a mug.
Mike here at the After Disaster, we stand behind our products. You buy something from us, we'll freak out and try to give you more shit.
in all honesty, it went for like 151, and on the first one, I bid like 225.
Well, you owe us like 50 more bucks, right?
I wanted to make sure I'd win it.
Do you like how bad my math is? You owe us 50 bucks when it's really 74.
So what if we took a request? We'll draw anything you like on the mug, and we'll sell it to you. We'll start the bidding at $300.
Oh, God. We're such a household. All of a sudden, we're selfish.
Anything you want. A shark, a tricycle.
Stamp.
A stamp? We could draw a stamp.
We could draw a stamp.
You know what? I'll make the little airplane stamp upside down.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's priceless now.
Well, Sean, thank you very, very much for support of the show. And,
yeah.
I think we're going to let the mug talk die down for a little bit now. Get back to the basic. Get back to what we do.
Here's what I'll promise you. If you want to come into the show, feel free anytime.
I left you good feedback, too.
Wait,
on
hold
eBay.
On, hold
even
on,
though
hold
I don't
on.
Have any say.
Sean, do you have a like?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, Rune. Thank you, Rune.
Sean, do you happen to have a significant other in your life?
No.
Okay. I'm glad because someone is going to be very upset when two after disaster mugs show up and you've got to explain.
His and hers.
Oh,
we'll do his and hers.
Oh, that's
we'll do
a good idea.
We'll draw a little vagina.
Well, you're
one.
A smart man, Sean, because you need to double down on the 80 mugs while you're a
yeah,
single
if you do
fellow.
Have you dating anyone right now?
No.
You get a girl over the house, I want to bring up the mugs.
What if
I
he's
buy
gay?
All kinds of, I buy all kinds of other stuff, too. So
does it bug you that you only have two of the five, Sean?
No.
You're a completist?
But here's the
I
thing.
I didn't want to buy all of them. I wanted somebody else to.
But you're a collector. You're a collector. I know how to
are you going to set a Google alert so like one day when there's an 80 mug back on the market, you're going to get a little
here's what you just
speaking of which.
Here's what you just said that makes me uncomfortable every time someone brings this up when you don't know the other person. When you say, if you get a girl, what if the person's gay?
And then they say, hey, I'm gay. I don't
they don't always
chicks.
Say that. They
well,
don't always say
then
that.
Then they're not comfortable with their own sexuality.
Well, what would you rather have say? Hey, if you get a guy over.
Mike, I'm not going to be one of those.
Someone comes over.
I refuse to be one of those guys. Like, if a girl or a guy comes over, he or she.
No, you don't have to say that. It just makes me uncomfortable.
Does it really?
Yeah. Like, when people, like,
if something
you just
your
did.
Penis likes comes over.
Really?
That would cover your bases.
That's
all
a
the
good
things,
one.
All the things that you talk about.
A lot
that
of
happen,
stuff bugs me.
That's weird. Coming from the guy who tweeted about beating off onto a kid in a wheelchair at Disneyland, and me saying if a girl comes over to your house, it's offensive.
No, it wasn't offensive. It's presumptuous. It just bugs me. Like, if a guy, you never know if it's somebody we haven't met.
Hey, my bachelor party's this weekend. I wonder if we're going to see any girls and or guys there out by the pool.
Are you gay?
There might be some girls and or guys out at the pool.
There may be things
same.
That Anderson's
it's
penis
It's not
like.
The same. If somebody were to call me that was a total stranger and I just keep on bringing up his girlfriend and he's like, I don't have one. Well, if you ever get a girlfriend.
Gay.
Maybe okay. A girlfriend you had in high school.
Here's what I want to do to help alleviate some of your stress.
We there. Should buy your, some stamps.
No, here's what I'm going to do. Sean?
Yes?
Anything you like, I'm going to give you a 30-second live spot here on the After Disaster. $150 buys you not only a mug, but also a 30-second spot to give up where people can buy some stamps or do some other trading
yeah,
with Sean.
Give out a website.
I don't have a website.
Well, that's a problem. I know you don't because I searched for it.
I have the eBay account. That's it.
You know what's interesting about this is he sells stamps and he doesn't have a website.
Sean, did you get excited when I talked about that Z-Grid Benjamin Franklin stamp last week?
Yeah, I was impressed with that. Yeah.
Yep, that's what happens when you watch Auction Hunters. Yep.
I know that airplane one seems to be the most expensive stamp, but I don't know if that still holds true. But what is it would be an expensive stamp right now that's not impossible to come by?
Stamp talk.
The most expensive stamp, I think, is that Z-Grid. That's worth over $1 million.
But, I mean, if somebody comes in there with, like, $500 and wants a collectible stamp that's actually worth $500.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
How do you find that stuff, by the way? Like, how do we find it as novices?
Oh, there's plenty of them on eBay. Everything's on eBay.
Is there a stamp of one of our mugs yet? We need that. I think that the U.S. government should really get
What
on.
Would we have to do that the Postal Service is like, okay, we'll give you a stamp?
We've
got to, like, find the Postmaster General and, like, kidnap his son we'd and have then to be, rescue we'd him, have pretend to be the only, that we rescued him.
No, we'd have to be the only three people on the planet that think the Post Office is going to stay in business.
Can you get in trouble for threatening the Postmaster General like you can if you, like, threaten the president?
Well, the Postmaster Sergeant gets pissed. Hey, here's what are those Star Wars stamps worth anything?
I don't know what that is.
Worth a little bit.
I bought sheets of Star Wars stamps.
I bought sheets of acid when I was a kid.
How about, what do you think is the best looking stamp?
I don't know, actually. I like the
Well, you're the go-to guy. I hate to break it to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate
What's
it.
What's your
we
eBay account?
Community Stamp Shop.
Groovy. Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
And I can tell you this. If I ever need a stamp, not to mail something, but just a stamp, I got a hankering, I'm coming to you.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Actually,
that was really sweet of him.
I had a stamp collection when I was a kid. Got really into it for like 6 months. And still, when I go to the post office and get like a sheet of stamps, it all rushes back to me. Like I would just sit there staring at all the different kinds.
What's the official name for that? It's like it's some weird convoluted thing. I'm sure Sean could tell us.
Sean, what is a strange convoluted thing? All right. Sean's gone. So there is a fifth mug. All right. We're going to be done with mugs after we just say there is a fifth mug. It's not up yet, but it's the leg mug. Yes. And it's also got the coffee up and the down, and it's a good one. It's intricate.
That's a good one.
It's an intricate
big hairy
one.
Leg I drew.
Jillian drew on it, too.
What?
Jillian did it.
It's not sanctioned.
Huh?
It's no sanctioned girl drawing.
She drew on it.
Brings in a female audience, or female
No letting
mug
he's
collector.
Or she's drawing on the mug.
Hey, I got a good idea, you guys. That stamp collector just inspired me to do something.
Hey, is that the one that I wrote on the very bottom
we,
of?
We start. A fake, like, we somehow start some kind of a movement where the people think the mugs are collectibles.
Well, we've done.
We
label them 1 to 5.
Make offers mm-hmm. to get more mugs, and then we come out with another series.
Here's what's going to happen is that our next series of mugs. Because there is a listener.
It's like Elvis plates.
Who's sending us new ones. Yeah.
I have a bunch of Elvis plates, and they're generally worthless.
What's the name of that guy that you have all over the plates?
Elvis.
No, the TV
Lawrence
guy.
Welk?
Yeah, Lawrence
yeah.
Welk. Yeah.
I have a couple of Lawrence Welk serving trays.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
I don't know why. Every time I see Lawrence Welk, I think of Mike Carano.
Because champagne bubbles.
Champagne. Can I bitch about something real quick?
Yeah.
I hope you bitch with me.
The bitch zone.
And we're going to go. We're going to. Okay. So the last mug is a leg mug. It's a good one. We'll put it up, I guess, after the bachelor party. So I don't know.
One of the mugs has some writing I did on the very bottom that you can't
see. That's the one that I don't think I've sold yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think these mugs would be better if we dipped them in like Easter egg dye.
I was talking about my honey fun last week, like the douche that I am. Jillian. What the deal is Jillian's friend went to great lengths to put up this honey fun for us for our honeymoon. It was like a new futuristic way of registering where you don't have to go through Target or Bed Bath or any of those traditional routes. You just have a little fun with PayPal. And so anyways, I talked about it last week on the show. And next morning, Jillian calls me up. She's like, do you know who Brian Cohan is? Who I might be mispronouncing his name because I know that Cohen is always mispronounced for my name. But there's a guy named Brian Cohan.
Cohan.
By the time the show was done airing, he got Jillian and I part of the one of four of the shark diving expedition. So I am 1/4 of the way of diving with sharks. So I can't thank
Holy
you much
moly.
Enough, Brian. Holy shit, that was nice of you. I used that $75 to buy Jillian's wedding ring. Probably shouldn't be admitting that, but
can we start a my engine mount fund?
That's not true. That's not true.
Stop talking about how you're going to mount and stuff my people.
But Brian Cohan, thank you so much. You were the first person that will be getting a thank you from us in Fiji. We're going to take a little picture together, holding up a little thank you, Brian.
While you're in the water with the sharks.
Nipples will be shown. I can tell you that.
You won't be getting
it. It doesn't count if it's your
killed.
Nipples.
Tyler, you're too quick. You're too quick. But yes, they will be my nipples probably.
If you get your arm bitten off, you can write his thank you note in blood.
I
That'll
asked Jillian
awesome.
If she, I'm like, Brian's a great guy. Look at this. He's like the first one to do it before friends and family. He's the first guy to hit up the honey fund.
Cut to, he's skinning you in a hole in his
backyard.
The honey
fun sounds like a vagina euphemism.
It absolutely sounds like something sexual and
it's
weird.
Okay. That's all right. It's a honey fun. It's a honey fun.
It sounds like a code word for an orgy or a sex party.
But I said, why don't, you know, maybe a little nip for Brian just for being the first guy? And she said no.
Aren't orgies and sex parties the same thing?
I'm sorry. No. Orgies and sex parties. Well, one has
Different.
Hats. And
orgy
streamers.
Sounds greasier.
One is a pinata.
I think one's impromptu, and the other one is like, hey, come over. We're all going to fuck.
You know what?
Really? Which one's impromptu? Orgy?
Orgy. Yeah, that just...
Orgy just breaks out.
Yeah, you're having dinner with friends. Somebody brings it up, and next thing you know, you're all sliding around together.
Wow. Sliding.
Sliding.
I don't like that part.
Where are they banging?
It just seems like you get oiled up for an orgy.
Well, you know, we live next to the Crisco factory. Break in and bang.
The orgy idea. I don't like it. The key party sounds fine, because it's just one-on-one. Like you get some dude's wife.
Or you get some dude, Mike. You can't assume who you get. Remember, we just had this conversation.
I think the key party stays pretty much heterosexual.
But if you're homosexual.
If they have their own key parties.
If it's
they
three couples.
Can you tell like, ooh, I don't want that one.
Okay, if you're having a key party, you're probably
not going
to
invite. That one smells
like
disposable income.
You're probably not going to invite your homosexual friends over and then go, hey, let's have an impromptu key party.
How's
you
your key
might,
party?
Though,
yeah, it was
like
all right. I had to bang a guy, though.
One of those people that is always trying to force things. Like Jillian doesn't eat anything but she's a carpentarian. Yeah. And there are people in her life that are constantly like, just try some steak. Come on, just try it. If you're one of those guys, you have a gay friend, just try some vagina.
Yeah,
come
but then
the
you're then what do you, then you go
just
home with his buddy?
Ass.
You're not gay, and then you have,
well,
to,
yeah.
go, you have
mean,
to go out in the car.
You
and,
want him to experience vagina so much that you will take one for the team.
What team?
I don't know. The pink team. That's from that movie.
What?
It's a great movie.
What are you talking movie? About? That
he plays
movie?
For the, he plays for the pink team. You don't know a movie? This Boy's Life? No? Never?
Oh, I heard about that movie.
It dry gulched him. It's maybe De Niro's top three performance ever. God damn, it's good.
We don't talk about movies.
He has three. He plays three characters?
No, it's top three characters he's ever played, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking
Sounds
about.
Sounds like he plays three characters.
New Film Vault out.
Yeah?
Top five dramatic actors in comedic role. Yeah. Not bad.
I was thinking about that last week when I couldn't guess one or two, but is Robin Williams one?
No. He was mentioned. Yeah, because 2 weeks ago we did comedic to dramatic.
Bill Murray?
Did we do comedic to dramatic? Yeah, comedic to dramatic. No, Bill Murray. Yes, Bill Murray is on my top five. Hell to the... No, he's not. But a movie he's in is one of the top five. Confusing enough for you.
Yeah.
Bill Murray is talked about.
Totally confused.
All right. Here's something that's killing me, and it's making me mad as I listen to other podcasts, not naming names, but... And I've noticed, and it kind of occurred to me when I just heard two people. I'm not going to name names because we know them both. They're comedians. People know them.
I wanted to tell you something about that podcast, actually.
You don't know which podcast I'm talking about.
I want to tell you something.
I don't think you have any idea.
Well, I think I have
I don't
an
think
idea.
You do. It's a Maybe. Podcast we've never talked about before.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyways, I heard it, and there's two two well-known, respected entertainers, both going back and forth talking about how they're tired of people in public wanting attention, which I couldn't agree with them more. I'm tired of it, too. They were using examples like bachelorette parties and stuff and birthdays. And like, my birthday.
Penis mm-hmm. necklace.
However, there was a lot of hypocrisy going on because they make a living by trying to get attention. And they were drawn to that because they need attention all the time. So for them to be – and I'm hearing it a lot. It's almost like an epidemic where there's a lot of entertainers that are getting mad because
yes.
when you think about it, people are less famous now than they ever have been because
Absolutely.
Of Twitter
it's
and because
continue.
Of Facebook. So it's like spread out. Like the wealth is spread out. They're like this
yes.
podcast right here. Like this would never exist 10 years ago.
But I disagree with what you said because if they're comedians, they're not just trying to get attention. They're trying to do their art form. And I think if people have talent and they try to exploit that talent, it's a whole different – it doesn't bug me compared to people that just want attention.
I totally agree. And however, can you say that they
no,
were
it's a
probably,
hypocrisy.
They're probably drawn to being comedians and being on stage because they got such a rush from the attention?
Okay. In
this
comedy,
is an awkward way to find out that you discovered that me and Mike Cronin are doing a podcast.
Yeah,
on
they're really uncomfortable. Seriously.
All right. It's out. Yeah. So what were you guys talking about? I mean, how could they –
All we talk about are orgies.
Orgies no. and how annoying it is when people try to get noticed.
I think
public.
Just right below the thin veneer is just that like, a lot of celebrities are getting jealous.
Yeah.
That
you know what the name of our podcast is? Taking those, it for the team.
Those people. The pink team.
No. Okay, here's the deal. With at least with comics, and I can speak to this. I know this to be a fact. There is nothing more. There's a lot of jealousy and a lot of bitterness, but mostly jealousy. Even comics, not all of them, but 95% are very, very jealous of other people. And there's also a lot of inaccuracies. Like
95%?
Like he's a very good guy and he's hilarious, but every time I crack a major, you know, anytime anyone writes about Twitter, it's like Rob Delaney, the funniest guy on Twitter. And he's hilarious, but you can't take a title, funniest guy on Twitter, and then you hear, I don't want to name other names, but it's...
Mm.
Don't look at me like I'm
what?
I know I'm not the funniest guy.
No,
on Twitter.
I think you are the funniest
no,
guy.
But,
now I have not carused I have not researched Twitter for days looking for the funniest
no,
man.
No, I know I'm not cuz I say
idiotic
stuff.
You're the funniest guy I've ever seen.
Thank
by
you.
By far and away.
But there's but
and
that
what
was,
I'm laughing and what I'm smirking at you about is if somebody bestowed that title upon you, I don't think you would reject it.
You try to send them
I
mugs
wouldn't feel
and
comfortable
prizes.
With it and it's not going to happen. But
you're frustrated and angry and you should be. You should be a little bit cuz like you're at the Twitter Awards taking pictures
okay.
and you should have been a part of that.
To be totally frank with you, I'll tell you what does frustrate me is there's people that have 250, 300, 400,000 followers and they say nothing entertaining. They don't say anything informative. They say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about that
yeah,
often.
But
I think they,
that's
they
where
feel
my
compelled.
That's where my envy and my jealousy comes in because I'm like, I don't get why this guy – I know they're a celebrity, but they say nothing, absolutely
but
nothing.
But they kind of have to. Like it's another extension of their job now.
That,
like
yeah.
they're a publicist and their manager. Like you got to get on that Twitter and a lot of them probably hire
yeah,
people.
I get
Tyler
that.
Has been hired by at least – I'm not going to name names, but he's been people's Twitterers.
Yeah, okay. Twitter
and
aside.
He's not funny at
I'm
all.
A ghost
Twitter
tweeter.
Aside, like,
wow, how dare you.
I know, but what I'm saying, that's why they're not funny is because it's probably not them tweeting. It might be like Tyler.
Yeah, that was a bad example because I wanted to go to TV shows, but Twitter
is
the first thing. But, you know, there's a lot of mediocre people that have TV shows and there's a lot of really talented people that don't and there's a crazy
it's
amount of jealousy.
Fair.
It's
that's
the same
like
thing
sports.
As Twitter.
If you're good enough, you're going to
yes.
play. Get off the
you know
bench.
What? That's a great point. You're totally right.
If you're wide enough, you'll probably have access to the
no, that's a great
when
point.
You're young and you'll probably make it to
I
the
never
course.
Thought of that because you're right.
For the most part.
There can't be a mediocre guy that skyrockets to the top in sports
yeah.
just because. Because
everyone likes him or because
yeah.
he sucks dick good.
That's
know?
A great point.
Of course she does.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean a lot of girls.
But those people that actually do something creative and that are actually comics
so
or actually
sexist.
This or that.
All these brides, man.
Those people have a right to not like people that just want attention.
Yeah, and especially comedians on stage, and they deal with it quite a bit where it's like, it's my birthday. I heard Bobcat talking about how this – he says that he gets so mad when he's getting heckled or when a girl someone's acting like an ass in the audience that he blacks out and then he'll start yelling at them and then when he's done and I know that kind of anger. Actually, I had a moment like that today. I was on the phone with somebody who's fairly close to me and I was screaming and yelling at them to the point that Jillian got up, went in the shower, turned on the shower because she couldn't deal with it. And then when it was done, she told me that she was shaking in the shower because she couldn't hear handle me yelling.
That sounds like a good start to a marriage.
This guy's going to be at my bachelor party.
Were you yelling at?
This guy's going to be at my bachelor party. We'll talk about it off air. But where is it going?
This sucks if we have to break up a fight.
Where was I going with that?
Oh, I don't do confrontation, so I'll just
walk
away.
Were you going that all of a sudden I'm like, because I wasn't saying anything negative about Rob Delaney. He's
a
great
comic. I
don't remember
half of what I was saying when I was yelling at this guy. I kind of went in that like mode where I was talking really fast. I was screaming and yelling. Don't remember half of what hopefully I didn't say anything that inappropriate. Bobcat does that, but it's on a public stage.
Yeah.
And then he was telling the story that when he was done ranting at this woman, he stopped and there was a calm. There was a bit of silence. And then she yelled, "I'm not a whore. It's my birthday."
That's
and he was
so
talking
depressing.
About how great of a shirt that would be. That would be yep. a good shirt. I'm not a whore. It's my birthday.
I like it. I can't do this.
I am not a whore.
Because apparently he called her a whore and he didn't realize
Yeah,
that.
I can't do this justice. You had to be there and the timing was so flawless. It was fantastic. But some woman was talking to her, Norm MacDonald. And then he finally went, "Hey, what's your problem?" And she goes, "You're not funny." And he goes, "Well." And she goes, "I don't know why you do this because it's not funny." And he goes, "I do it for me." And she goes, "But you're not funny." He goes, "I don't care if you think I'm funny. I do it for me." And there's a long pause. And he goes, "Oh, yeah. And you're a filthy cunt." Like it was a long, long pause. And it was I couldn't.
The timing went on.
Yeah,
it
I couldn't
I could
do
see
it.
That.
I am not a whore.
It was fantastic.
This is what I wake up to every morning.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's how I
your have, alarm set.
It's how I don't bang.
It's your ringtone.
It's so tough not to bang bitches, you know, now that I'm in a relationship.
It's totally tough.
All the time I pretend that I'm on the phone, but I'm just not. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just listening to this with my earbuds.
You've trained yourself to talk over the music, so
I think
it sounds.
We talked about this. You'll notice when I'm talking on the phone, like over the weekend, if you see me on the phone, I talk with a rhythm.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not really talking to anyone.
I just want to say we're out in Palm Springs. I miss you, sweetie pie, and I'll be home on Sunday.
That didn't rhyme. We've talked about Norm and how like there's actually a disclaimer up for his shows. Do they still have that disclaimer up that Norm's comedic stylings are not what you might be accustomed to with Saturday Night Live?
I'm so sick of the word comedic stylings.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I like to use it realistically.
It sounds so 80s and like
and I, ironically.
You know what would be funny is if they applied that to classical music. Joshua Bell's symphonic
classic,
styling.
Classic Baroque styling.
I'm going to try and work it into more things.
Wagner. Comedic stylings is like what's on the little promo
yeah.
poster for like some shitty comedian that's at like the local bar.
They have warnings for everybody depending on the club. Like Jim Norton was there last week and they definitely had one for him.
Okay, it's rare though, right?
Yeah.
And I think that they
totally
had it for
rare.
Norm back when people knew him from SNL and now
yeah.
it's been like 10 years so maybe they don't do it anymore. But I've been
That's
to a couple
of
his shows where no one's laughing except for the waitstaff.
Yeah.
No one's laughing oh, yeah. except for the waitstaff.
You know,
it's
the
time.
Same way with Rob Schneider back in the day. Like, I don't know
but
if he's
still
funny
is that
now.
Way. No one
no,
ever
but he was funny
ever.
In the 90s. In
he
the
was?
90s, he was hilarious. Yeah.
1890s? Different Rob Schneider?
Yeah.
Sir Robin Schneider of York?
You're not talking about the guy from The Animal, are you? His best role was the stapler.
No, he had a...
He Rob had a, Schneider is the stapler.
He had a funny act in 1991 that the only people laughing were the staff.
Great story, Mike.
Is that when he wore a vest and a skinny tie?
Yeah.
It proved he was funny.
No, it was fun. You know, it was like I saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I forget it. I'm not going to do a bit.
Speaking of bits and funny and what's
nice
funny
bail.
And what's not.
Nice.
I did something last week in here.
All right, let me just do it. He goes, "You guys seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show?" And people go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I saw it before it was popular when the only thing people yelled at was, this is a fag movie." I butchered it, but it's such a great bit. I'm giggling at that bit.
I like the idea that maybe he adds that part at the end that I butchered it, but it's a great
Yeah,
bit.
That's the tag. I'm sorry. I couldn't tell the joke. This is worse than I was stoned.
I'm reeling from what's going on right now. It's all inside, but Mike was very concerned
Congratulations
about
Congratulations on your iPhone 5 purchase.
Talking about, I don't have one. Talking about being offended by me, suggesting when you have a girl over at your house, that's awful. But now he's already said at least three exceptionally homophobic things. Exceptionally.
Oh, you want to hear something homophobic?
Hey, if you're going to do something, do it exceptionally.
Okay, so.
True. I strive for excellence at everything, even being horrible.
I'm not happy because I look like an idiot, but I got a haircut yesterday. And while I'm in there, there's a woman cutting my hair.
They didn't really cut much.
There's a woman from Transylvania cutting my hair.
No.
Yeah, and she speaks with that accent.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm like, where are you from, Germany?
Do you talk to her about the new movie out about her?
No.
Hotel
but
Transylvania?
Don't pick that cut. Stop doing that. It's really troubling me, seriously.
I'm sorry. It calms me to just...
No, so then there's another guy. Seems cool. Spiky hair. Kind of looks like Rod Stewart's. His salon. And then there was this very old man with a lot of plastic surgery, just loitering, reading magazines. And then when they were wrapping things up, it was 5:30, and the old guy started walking around. He took a comb out and stared at himself in the mirror and combed his hair. But he was so creepy with this plastic surgery. And all the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, what scenario does he play in this place? Like, and I built this horrible, like, love, you know, like the other dude was his boyfriend, and he financed the salon, and the whole thing was just grossing me out. And then I left there with a stomachache. Because it was way worse than I'm going to say, like what I was imagining they did. Like I was imagining the young guy was like his sex slave because the guy financed his salon and he owed him some dick for the rest of his life.
Oh my God.
And the old guy was so old he couldn't
really. Pay me.
That's what I mean,
dick.
Yeah. But the old guy couldn't even get a boner anymore because he was so old, so he just had that guy come over and do weird sexual stuff in his mansion.
Hey, you're on the app disaster, how are you? I've never thought anything
that's what I imagine.
Like that. You're on the app disaster, how are you?
And just like that, the haircut was over because Mike had fantasized about this weird sex dong guy.
Next thing I know, the guy's on his knees.
You're on the after disaster.
Sex debtor's prison.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks. Want to buy a mug?
If I could.
What's up, my friend?
If his pockets were deep enough.
What's up, my friend?
I don't want to get into too much crossover, Anderson, but thank you so much for recommending Drive. That was just absolutely amazing.
Oh, you want a new one? Here's my new obsession.
Wait. I recommended it too.
No, he didn't. Mike waited for me to tell him that it was a different wolf.
It's the same wolf.
Sounds like the same wolf. Sounds like the same wolf from the beginning of that song from Drive. Listen, here's my new obsession with movie. Not since American Beauty have I been this blown away by a movie. And it came out last year. I knew nothing about it. I knew it existed. I knew John C. Reilly was in it. And I knew Tilda Swinton was in it. That's all I knew. Don't know anything more beyond that if you've never seen We Need to Talk About Kevin. Holy
I've
shit.
I've never heard of it. Is it on Netflix streaming?
It should have been up for at least Best Director last year.
Was
it? Not Best Film.
It was
not
on Netflix?
Shit. It's not on Netflix. You got to send away for it, though. It's a different wolf, Tyler.
All right.
It's a different wolf. But I can't get over how well directed this movie was. And don't know anything about it, though. Go in completely not having it. Because the first 30 minutes, you'd have no fucking clue what's going on. But it's not one of those movies where you don't know what's going on and you don't give a fuck. You're completely compelled and sucked in.
All right, I'm doing it.
And the performances are so fucking good. And everything is so understated and subtle and just... Oh, so I'm blown away by this woman.
I wonder how many copies they have at Netflix where if we both order it, they're going to be like...
No, it's got John C. Reilly and it's got, you know, Tilda Swinton's a big actress.
That's what I loved about Drive was it caught me so out of blue when everything started getting real.
Yeah, it drives a... I didn't like Drive the first couple weeks after I saw it. I had to go back and see it again.
I know, I had to convince you in here. I was like, no, it was good.
Once I got the soundtrack, then it was in my head, then I went back to see it. Soundtrack, the best use of music I've seen in recent memory in We Need to Talk About Kevin. Holy shit, the music is great.
Drive is probably now in my top 10.
It's in my top 100 for sure. So it was We Need to Talk About Kevin. All right, thanks for calling, man.
It's in my top 700.
What up? No more movie talk.
Open and honest real fast?
Sure.
Open.
Gotta kill that music.
I'm curious. How many
Wait, hold on, my friend. Hold on.
Welcome. We have to psych ourselves up for this.
Ed Honest.
Ed Honest.
Where we answer anything both openly
and honestly.
Go ahead with the question.
I'm very curious how many jobs each of you guys have because I know you're not making money besides the mugs on After Disaster and probably not the film Vault. But
wow,
you guys have got to be working a lot.
We better make money on these mugs as we all bought Bentleys.
I have one job.
I have a couple jobs, but they're all very, very part. Here's the worst thing. Crowley used to talk about this. Bad times when you have a couple different jobs because you'll work. Like, I worked 14 hours last week. He didn't sound like that.
But it's less boring than having the same
14
old
hours
job.
I spent last week on one day, not at 1 hour of overtime. All the same shit pay, you know? And then I didn't work at all the next day, so I was fucked. But you work like 14 hours, you don't get any overtime.
You work like a
That's
dog.
Weird.
And you get
does
paid
Corrado
like one.
Does actually work?
No, he really
all
doesn't.
He does his tweet all day long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, he's sponsored by Twitter.
It's true, I don't work.
Mike is really good at what he does so that he's got it down so it doesn't take him as long as it would take most people. That's kind of how I equate it, right?
Sort of. But thanks.
Well,
I
love that you guys
that.
Put in so much effort for this.
Thank you, my friend.
I can't tell.
Are you being sarcastic?
Have you called before?
I haven't. This is my first time. I've been stalking Mike a little bit on Twitter lately, though. Okay.
Does that count as stalking?
I just hung up on him. I'm going to take the stalking. It's too creepy.
Hello?
Yeah, well, if there's two options, you could follow someone on Twitter. That's stalk what I mean.
That should be. That should be one of the
options. Would be awesome. You're stalking them. Like, every time they respond, you have an automated response.
Hi, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? How are things at your end?
I can't speak tonight.
Hey, John Boca, you hear me?
Yeah, John Boca. What's up?
Oh, what's going on, guys? Mike, first of all...
Open and honest, John Boca.
Wait, are we still doing open and honest?
No, he's John in Boca. He's the guy who's really mean in Boca.
John Boca.
All, Mike, you're funny as fuck, and I would buy a mug if I could spend $150 on a mug.
Is fuck funny? Really?
Fuck's pretty funny. Yeah. If you're doing it wrong.
Anderson.
Yo.
Fucking a clown.
Boca.
I paused Sniff Tracks to turn on the After Disaster.
Oh, look at that. You're a supporter. I appreciate that, Boca. What's
no,
the next
he's a man of good taste.
Do?
He realized he was wasting his time.
No, he realized
here
it was live.
Here comes my open and honest, man.
Yo.
Here comes my open and honest.
What is
it? What was it? $1? Maybe $2? I can afford that for a Sniff Track. That's totally worth it. You guys entertain me for like a 90 minutes or whatever.
No, that's 2 hours, 12 minutes there.
Open
so
and honest,
Starship Troopers.
Open and honest.
Open and honest.
How much do you guys make from that?
From
what do you actually see in your pocket? You
Ooh.
And
see, this is we're going outside the line. We're talking about film vault shit now. Open and honest. It really shouldn't extend to anything that involves Brian. I'm not at liberty to say he's not here.
Okay, well,
that being said, we each make about $150 for that.
Oh, yeah.
And
so you could have just made a mug.
And because I got the first one too. The
the
one with the human centipede.
Human centipede.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
it's hard to tell, honestly.
Too, because that was that.
No, we're not
going to
do that.
Your,
no one.
Your top five most disgusting.
No one should
watch
that.
Do Serbian
that.
Film Sniff Tracks.
Ooh, a little newborn porn action.
Oh, yeah. Serbian film.
Hey, John from Boca. Let me tell you this. It's hard to discern how much exactly we make on that because you know it's ongoing. It's like, but I can tell you, last month on the Human Centipede Sniff Tracks, I saw $5.43. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Well, that guy.
I would guess it's about
it
one. Because they take a percentage. Logan takes his 13%. You know.
Well, those Asians, they're like cook the books.
I way better.
Wow. I hope Logan doesn't listen to this. I like Logan very much. Jesus Christ, that was the loudest applause.
Do you think he has time to listen to this?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Logan is crying right
you.
Now.
I love all three of you.
Thanks, Boca.
Thank you very much.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm awake.
Ah,
I'm
dig it.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep, Boca. You know what? You wouldn't be sleepy if you had a coffee mug to drink coffee out of.
That's true.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Or you can just get a cup from Starbucks.
They're $12, though.
No, I mean a plastic cup that's free or paper. Right?
Imagine going to like Target and looking at the coffee mugs. We're like, $9.95. Look, this one's on sale for $3.95.
No, imagine the three of us standing in the aisle while they're listening to us going, we could probably get $200 for this. And they're like, what the hell? Are we in the wrong business? We could easily pull $75 for these shot glasses.
Oh, shot glasses would be so much easier to ship.
I know. It's so much smaller.
Why are we not doing shot glasses?
You know, why don't we just get them made that say After Disaster on them?
Yeah, we
no,
maybe
because
we
people want to buy.
You know what? Let's make shot glasses. That's what we
we'll draw on them.
Hey, let's make those ones that are little boots, like the Western places.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster.
We need to do a set where Anderson and I are tanked, and we're drawing on the mugs.
But let's get shot glasses
and then
that
puking
have,
on the mugs.
Let's get shot glasses that have nothing
we'll
to do with the
them.
Show. Like
we'll
I say, go
them.
Little boots.
Okay, we can get little boots, Mike. He's really set on the little boots.
I want some. I want to
drink out
boots.
Of a little fucking boot.
I love those little boots.
Ooh, let's buy one of those DOS boots, the big giant
DOS
glass boots, and we'll draw on that one. That'll sell for a lot of money.
Well, how are we going to package that, baby?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Shipping the mugs was tough enough.
I know. You should get an
this
extra
this would be
cut
an interesting way of we could like do research into the demographics and how much money our listeners have. At some point, we're like, we haven't got anything over like $50 for a long time.
Hey, somebody call back in 2 weeks and ask me in open and honest how much I made from the mugs.
What? Wait, I'm sorry. I was reading that somebody doesn't like Drive, and I was upset.
They're crazy. It's a great film. I've heard other people say they didn't dig it.
Yeah, Corolla apparently hates it. I could have easily hated it. It was really close.
I loved it. I loved it.
I
didn't know till it was over that I loved it.
Exactly.
Either.
Like yeah. There was moments where I'm thinking this is one of the greatest things I've ever seen, and then like moments later I'm like,
oh, you know
something
what?
To be desired.
You know what I felt when I left the theater? I didn't know if I liked it or not. And then when I watched it again on Netflix. I went, this is a masterpiece.
I went back to the theater to watch it.
Nice.
Had the
good
exact
commitment.
Same thing.
Did
three
you get
times
popcorn?
I saw it. And then when it really stuck was when Jillian and I watched it and she loved it right off the bat, which is rare for that lady.
Yeah, I had the same experience.
She didn't like we need to talk about Kevin because she knew too much.
Mm-hmm. They always.
I'm excited for you
much.
To watch. We Need to Talk About Kevin.
I'm looking forward to
so
it.
So good because We Need to Talk About Kevin.
Hey, can I tell you? I was
need
reading.
To settle down. Need to
this
calm
is
down.
Not gonna. You guys aren't gonna even give a shit about this, but I'm gonna tell you anyway.
Hi, you're on After Disaster for the 9th time. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. You've been on forever.
Hey guys.
Oh Jesus,
Diana, what's happening?
How y'all doing?
Can you turn her down a little bit there, buddy? Thank you. Good, Diana. How are you? Diana came up with a genius idea today. She texted it to me.
What was it?
And I said yes, and then I unfortunately said no when she gave me more details. Is that true, Diana?
What was it? We opened our own mug store?
Tyler, you overcompensated. I can hear her. I don't know. Hi, Diana.
Hey.
Hi.
I thought there were too many frailties to that idea, but we can think of something else.
Okay. Why don't you tell the boys what your idea was?
Okay, well, feel free to shoot me down, y'all.
The boys, yeah. Tell the fellas.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was thinking maybe we could
Hold on, Diana. The folks out there want to hear.
Okay.
They want to hear about what you have to tell the fellas.
Okay.
Wait, first, Diana, I want to tell you something.
The folks care.
Okay.
Diana.
I think it's worse than when my dad says
okay,
peeps.
You're a fellow Disney lover as
tell
I am.
Tell your peeps to come over. Dad, go away.
Are we non-sequitur?
Wait, I want to tell.
Oh yeah,
tell
we're
Diana non-sequitur
and all the fuck over the place.
So
I
since
had a great
you love Disneyland as much segway. As I do,
I sure do.
So I have the most comprehensive book about Disneyland called The Nickel Tour, which is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the what?
That.
Yeah, so it's called The Nickel Tour. It's got every fact about Disneyland written in a simple way that a guy like me can understand. Short. The book
nickel?
Is short. I mean, it's a giant book, but each
is it told in pictures.
Yeah. Okay. So here's something. I don't know if you knew about Holidayland. That's what we want. That's the mugs we want. Is that a regular glass? No, that's a shot glass. Yes, the little boot. We're going with that.
What?
Can we get one with a spur?
Where did we go?
Ooh, cannon-shaped shot glasses.
Oh, my God. Do they have them?
I don't know. We need to make
it
back. Get on the phone with a glass blower.
It would spill.
Let's make this happen.
That's the truth.
Okay. So, Diana, there was a place called Holidayland outside of Disneyland that Disney built in 1957. It was supposed to be as an... It was an additional way for them to make money, but you didn't have access to Disneyland. It was on the border, so you could see into Disneyland, but you couldn't get in. And it was a giant dirt field that failed because no one wanted to go there. And it had a tent that would hold 1,000 people on park benches, and they would do little shows. But here are the attractions at Holidayland.
I can't wait.
Okay. There was a baseball diamond.
Ooh.
You and your family could play baseball. There was square dancing,
mm-hmm.
Horseshoes, tug of war. 50-yard dash, pie eating contest.
Wait,
and
are we gonna be tying
and
each
sack
other
races.
Running?
Can you imagine that bullshit?
Wait,
three-legged. Yeah.
So listen to this. They would have to provide a rope,
yes.
Some sacks,
yes.
And a few pies,
yes.
And everyone else does the rest of the work.
Yeah, and you
they
pay to go
business?
In.
The 50-yard dash is one of
yes.
The.
Yes. Swear to God.
Right now, they're
50-yard dash.
So it was essentially recess.
It was a baseball diamond. You bring your own stuff,
and
you,
come
your
have
friends
recess.
Play baseball.
Did they? Disneyland's got balls to think that
holy
would fly.
Cow.
And the it was right against the fence, so you could see in and watch the boat going around and hear everyone having fun.
What boat?
Oh, that's so
the,
mean.
The Mark Twain.
Wait,
so
this was actually part of Disneyland?
It was called Holidayland. Yes, it was. And
why was it not in the park?
Because it was.
It's
they thought
Disneyland.
People loved picnicking so much. And then they had to build a giant tent to go over the 1,000 people table, the tables that would hold 1,000 people, because it was in the sun. And it was a dirt field.
Now, this is the late 50s, where like
1957,
they
yeah.
Thought the travelers wanted to get together and do some
yes.
Group back. It's almost like camp
yes.
for families.
Yes.
Family camp.
Ugh. It is.
Terrible.
Well, let's put this in perspective. This was 1 year after Disneyland was opened. So
two, actually.
Maybe they needed a little time to establish themselves. Right?
Wouldn't it be
maybe.
Great to go back in time and talk to that guy, whose ever brainchild
absolutely.
This was, and you have pictures of California Adventure?
Well,
like, I was thinking more something like this. And
yeah.
You're showing
there's
pictures.
A million, not a million, there's several stories in there about concept rides they were building that they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on to develop and then realized they couldn't do it. And one was airboats, like those boats that go over the swamps.
Ooh.
So they built, it's where the powerboats ran, and they built a giant 12-person airboat. And they had spent like $100,000 in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. That's like $2 million in today money,
yeah,
people.
But
huh?
The Disney,
right.
The people that okay things that work for Disney came out and said, no way is this going to operate in the park. Because there was a 6-foot fan right behind the guest's head.
And insurance issues.
Yeah. They said it was too dangerous.
Lame.
That story was boring.
So,
I shouldn't have told it.
Diana, tell the fellas.
Yay!
All it takes is one long-haired girl and that ride is shut down. Hair right in the fan.
If perhaps we could have like a party, maybe at one of the restaurants or,
yeah,
or anywhere. But it could be like a listener party, and we all listen live. And
give the details. What were you talking about?
Well, originally I was thinking at the Tam O'Shanter, mm-hmm, and we could kind of have like an after-hours shindig. And by the way, the logistics are not finalized, but it could just be fun. We all.
What if they were, and we didn't even know about it?
Do the show live, and we drink some beverages, possibly of alcoholic nature, and listen to the show.
I'm totally into this, but
like we just sit there and press play, and we all sit there quietly,
and we laugh at our own jokes.
Wait, hold on. There's a good part coming up. It's a good part.
Here's the problem.
Wait a minute. Is that what you're talking about? We're going to play the show?
No,
we're going to talk, right?
Yeah.
Here's my fear, Diana.
I don't want to talk.
No one shows up.
Yeah, then really? We just eat Tam O'Shanter food. It'll be fine. No one would ever know.
Waffles.
Are you kidding me?
She's just like, is that even the like as though we're Barack Obama? Like, she's like,
what?
Are you? Because Mike says, what if no one shows up? That's a legitimate fear, Diana. But Diana's reaction is though Barack Obama saying, I don't want to go to the debate because no one will show up in the audience.
He's not JF Kennedy.
He is in my mind.
Why'd I say JF Kennedy?
Gentlemen, I know how to throw it a party, so we'll make sure it's...
She can't speak English.
I know how to throw it.
Somebody might have been throwing a party earlier.
Okay, so it's
Vaughn
and Marina. Then what do we do?
And Lauren Dowd, who's going to come here from school.
We've talked about doing something like this, and maybe one day we will. It'll be fun.
Okay.
I think what we should do is we should do it out in Death Valley, so if no one shows up, we can just blame it on the fact that
we'll do it with
Death
Valley. That coyote guy.
Hey, let's do it at the Palm
Sea. You know what?
Not
Here's
a,
the problem with that is I would feel
idea.
Bad if listeners
I
drove their crappy cars
that,
out to
sir.
The Salton Sea and got trapped.
Let's do it at a certain hotel this weekend.
Mike would be the worst Disneyland, Disney, Walt Disney. He'd be like, I have this dream to make this great park, but I don't know if I'm going to do it because I'd feel bad if families came out here and their car broke down.
You're right. I would feel bad
Mike
about that.
Mike would be the worst Walt Disney.
There would be no Walt Disney.
Hey, how about this?
Corona Land.
How about this?
What is that Corona Land?
I've got two
ideas.
What
is that Corona Land?
Everything is, you must be this short to enter the park.
Oh, God.
If you're over 5'3", you can't come in.
Girls volleyball teams get in free. Here's the thing. Here's
Wear
the deal.
Yoga pants. Come on, right on in.
Okay, I have a fantastic idea.
We
do a listener party.
Oh, Corona Land's big.
An impromptu listener party at Disneyland,
uh-huh,
but we keep it on the down low, like we're not recording it. Mm-hmm. It just looks like there's like 10 people following us around while we're chatting loudly.
It's constantly moving?
Yeah, yeah.
But so they walk behind us.
Everyone loads onto a... Everybody
no,
loads
I want them
onto
to
a,
walk in front of us backwards.
No, but everyone loads
I
onto
would.
A Pirates of the Caribbean boat, and we face them and just keep talking.
Yes, I like it. Now, they all have to face us and walk backwards, and we're going to have rows, too. They got to stay like in formation.
They think you were like one of those special tour guys.
Okay,
yeah,
we could
we wear kilts.
You guys,
whatever.
Honestly, we could do this almost
I've
anywhere. We could do Disneyland with the most difficult, or we could just show up at the Ace Hotel and sit outside and have beers. And it looks like we're
you,
just...
You can't have beers.
That's what we're doing this weekend, pretty
much. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. We go to a hotel. We sit out by the pool. We get however many people show up. It'll probably be like 8.
You know what's funny? I can't remember who it was, but somebody was trying to sell me on having my bachelor party at the Ace Hotel. And they just kept going on and on and on. It was really weird.
Good point.
Mike Carano.
And it wasn't Mike Carano, though. It was somebody else.
Oh. Oh, I thought it was definitely Mike Carano.
It was like
he was giving me the hard
girl.
Sell when I told him that I was going to do the tram thing that he did 5 minutes with Mike on. Lauren and I did that. And I was like, hey, you did the tram, right? And he's like, yeah, it's great. And then you go to the Ace Hotel and just get some tacos and sit by the pool and have some margaritas. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Let's talk more about Corona.
Did you do the tram?
Yeah.
It's great, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What would Corona Land's
Except
logo
for
be?
Lauren was going to kill people because you know how it rotates?
Yes.
All the dumbasses keep trying to walk the other way and trying to like hold on to things.
Okay.
What we're talking about is a tram in Palm Springs that goes to the up to the mountains.
Yes,
it's pretty
what's
awesome.
Weird,
actually,
what's
it is awesome.
Crazy about Palm Springs.
Did you hike?
There's mountains that go straight up, like right there.
Yes.
So you can not summer necessarily, but like spring, early spring, when
there's
it's like 105 degrees in Palm Springs, you get on this tram. You pretty much don't go miles. You just go almost straight up this mountain.
You go
you
from
get
2,000 feet to 8,000.
There's snow. Yeah. Right there, and it's crazy the juxtaposition of temperature.
Yeah, you can stop
it's
in.
Sanity.
There's a little like bar
sanity.
You could like have a beer, and then you can just go
Mike
out and
can't.
Backpack.
He's sober.
Yeah,
he's sober.
No, it's fantastic. I drank at that bar when I was there by myself. Hey, here's the thing. Okay, honest to God, I heard that. How terrifying is it when it hits the towers?
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah, but it scared
terrifying.
The crap out of me.
The whole thing I was thinking the entire time was Where Eagles Dare with Clint Eastwood and what's his name?
I didn't
this
see
is not
it.
The film, but
oh, Mike, you
on.
Would love it.
This is a great song, Where Eagles Dare.
Okay, yeah, here's what we're going to do, you guys.
Moist Boys.
We need commitments. Who would go to the Ace Hotel if we did a podcast?
I'm not doing a podcast from the goddamn Ace. I refuse.
You realize we have listeners in like Hong Kong and Guam and stuff. I don't
All
think
right.
they're going to make
they're
it.
They're probably not going to make it, though. You know, what? You know what you do if you can't
what, there
make
enough
it?
Planes that can come over here?
Out of guilt, you buy a mug. That's what you do if you can't make it because you live in Guam. You buy a mug.
Honestly,
hey,
how many
speaking
listeners?
Of mugs, yeah. I will like give a finger if you make me what? A shark mug.
Excuse me?
You'll give us Ooh. The finger?
Yeah, or money.
Or what money.
You want? No, seriously.
I'd rather
the
have
give a finger
money.
Thing didn't sound
Ooh.
Appealing.
Ooh. We need to do a listener map.
I know what you're talking about.
We need to make a giant map where people can pin themselves in like a picture of
And
like,
that's where we can decide
to
we look for the biggest clump of pins
yes.
and that's where we do the show.
Yes. But on
we
the world. People need to post like I want to see our Russian fans.
Unless it's
like,
in Mexico
the sad
I'm not
guy
going
drinking
down there.
Vodka. In
Wouldn't
Russia
it be so cool if
they're
all in Hawaii?
Diana
yes.
is exceptionally loud.
I like your idea, Diana, but again, my biggest fear is that nobody shows up.
That would never happen on my watch, sir, but let's
but,
go to Hawaii.
Yeah, it'd be Diana and 8 busboys.
How many listeners do we even have in L.A., though?
A million.
No, we don't have many. Let's stop talking about the show and the listenership and all that. It makes me
Yeah, let's stop talking about the show.
It makes me uncomfortable. This, you know what? Of all the shows out there, I think that this is probably the most self-indulgent show as far as we just talk about the show. Does any other show
awesome.
Talk about the goddamn show
right.
as much as...
Half of our right. content is just talking about... Our content,
yes. Yeah.
Hey, can I bring this
stop,
up,
people.
Even though I think we've talked about it too
we
much?
We should come up with a logo of a snake eating his own tail, and it should say the after disaster.
We should come up with a new
That's
name.
Our logo. That's our logo.
For the show.
A shark eating its own dorsal fin.
The snake's hey. Eating its own tail, and it's asleep.
It. And it says after disaster, and it scales.
Yeah, and he's asleep because he's
so
bored.
Tired, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I should bring up the film vault again, but I will, because in driving back and forth, I decided to discover some new podcasts, so I downloaded three or
What's
four movie.
What's this one called? The Film Vault. I'll try this one.
Three or four movie podcasts, mm-hmm. and holy smoke, are they a goddamn snooze! Holy,
oh, that's
smoke.
Funny. We'll talk off air about because that's the, I wanted, but I did the exact same thing just last week.
Yeah,
I listened to three or four.
I filmed. Did you download that?
No,
one?
No. I said we're not going to. Oh, we're not okay. going to name names. But yeah, it's like people are afraid to talk about movies in an entertaining, energetic way. I like to think of the Film Vault as like. If it was a movie, it's a movie I would like because it gets serious, but it gets and then it gets dark and it's got its moments of humor and it doesn't yeah. hold back. Like if the Film Vault was a movie, I'd probably enjoy it.
I downloaded some podcasts of just like people sitting around talking and holy smokes, are there some that are way better than this one?
No, no,
no,
really?
There's not.
The Come Film on. Vault would be really good if you shortened it to like a half an hour.
Wow, last night the same thing kidding. Was told to me except it was an hour. Somebody
the film
ball
would be really good if it was called The After Disaster.
If we hosted it.
Me and Mike. And,
and we didn't talk about films.
Hey, Diana.
Yes?
We'll make you a shark mug, all right?
I would love that so
don't,
much.
Don't write promises your ass can't cash.
Your paint can't
She has
cash.
To pay for it, but we're going to make her a mug.
We should auction off that people can tell us what to draw, and then once we draw that on the mug, then we auction that
mug off. Do you guys really think this auctioning off mugs for a crazy amount of money is going to keep on going?
Yes. No. I mean, what?
This could go on forever.
Like, oh, we all need to buy houses. All right, we've got 80 mugs going up tonight. They start at $250.
No, I mean, there's still some life left
People
in the mugs.
People need to support our lavish lifestyles.
Mm-hmm. But we need...
Mike,
we need to give
needs
people
a new
something.
Engine, for God's sake.
We need to give people something that's worth their money. Like, we need to give them value.
Mike's got the worst business model, so
no,
I'm
we need
to
give
anything.
Them value.
Mike's like idea is like, okay, here's the plan, guys. I'm going to sign a $5 bill, and people can buy it for like $6.
That would be pretentious if I thought my signature was worth something.
No, remember when his idea was to have people send us $10 and we would buy things for them?
I don't remember send that. That's a horrible
you
idea.
You can tell. That's why I'm so well
and
off.
Like, and then we'll take some money off the top.
Wait, why should the film all be shortened, but this one shouldn't be?
I was
How
kidding.
Dare you?
I was kidding.
No, it should be shortened. I've
no,
been saying it should be under an hour for a while. I've been saying that.
That was an insult.
Oh, by
we
the way.
I snort out of Diana.
Interviewed Joel last week.
Yeah. Oh, she got the kill?
Hold Jesus, yeah. Christ. We did Joel. At sound quality's not that good because it drifts. I'll play it for you, but he echoes after like 5 minutes. Then I got to resync it. We'd use two
oh,
different
yeah.
recorders.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Drifts bad.
Yeah. That's
what I'm still working on it.
Yeah, it doesn't happen with everything, but most recorders do that, and it shouldn't because it's digital.
Unfortunately, Diana, yeah, what I'm talking about is we went down this – Brian and I went down the set of Community to interview Joel. I thought I talked about this last week.
Do you want to buy a program that will line that up
perfectly?
Oh,
don't let me leave without giving you your thing back.
I heard it.
And anyways, we did top five chase scenes, and unfortunately, it was the hottest day of the year. And Joel, God bless his soul, it was after they had shot, they were wrapped for the day, 14-hour day, and he stuck around to hang out with us in his trailer where I did not let him put on the air conditioning because it was very loud. So I was the one sweating, though, profusely. They were fine, and I was embarrassed because I was still a little bit sick.
Yeah.
And I was still on the meds for the tooth, so I was sweating like ridiculous. Like the picture, you can see my hair looks like Elvis. It's so wet.
There's a program that will fix that. Okay. Will perfectly align the audio, but it may cost like $100.
No, I'm not.
It's called Dual Eyes.
Or I could spend
eyes.
15 minutes.
Just sell a mug and you can fix it.
No, you can't really do it by
a
hand.
Mug.
Hey, right. Speaking of drugs,
you know what if? What if we just start paying for things, mugs?
Yes, like here, this
like
is legal tender.
Our bill comes for dinner, and we just like lay out a couple mugs.
We just start painting it right there.
It's
we
like
just
barter.
Start painting it.
Total barter.
You guys like that's $200. Hold on, we're just start.
Y'all, you
want on
this
baby?
And then if they give us any grief, we just pull up eBay. We're like, look at what these things are worth. You kidding me?
Cut to an hour later, we're content. Still. They're calling the police.
What's that, Diana Beebe?
It depends on the mug's content, how much it's worth, I think. You should probably have them appraised. I have some friends at Sotheby's. We could get this done serious.
I got to be honest. The,
I didn't hear what you said.
Your friends at Sotheby's?
The cowboy boot shot glasses are going to be hotter than the mugs.
Production house.
Look at this shirt.
Oh, that's great. I got mugged by the after
and guess
disaster.
Who made it? Of course, it was Scott by Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Scott by Scott,
we
Scott,
need
our
to
web
send
designer.
Him something like
guy,
a check.
We, that guy, we need to never invite down here or anything.
Come on down, Scott, whenever you like.
Yeah, seriously.
But here's the deal. You can come in if you have those shirts that you made printed. We're going to need mostly larges, like 90 larges and about 20 mediums.
Oh, we're going to go for a big order? Jeez.
Yeah, well, no, he's just going to get them for us. And then you can come in.
Hey, okay.
No, honestly, Scott, anytime you want to come by because you're hilarious, even though if you're a dick in person. If you're a dick on the phone, that shirt's pretty fucking. Have you seen the shirt yet, Ty?
Yeah, yeah.
I got
that was great. That guy was a dick. Mike, that was the guy that made our site. Oh,
he should change the price on it from $150 to like $150. What? Hey, I'm going to say
it
something
says
else. It's not going to be funny.
Mike?
Oh, I thought it said $1.50.
Well, how would it say that? That would make.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought
it'd
be maybe
very
he was talking
odd
about pre-paint, pre-painted. Yeah, he was talking about wholesale price.
We need to make that shirt. That's the shirt.
That's a good one.
Either that or the snake eating his tail. Here we go, talking that's about the fucking show again.
Hey, so I was at, I was, I.
Hold on, Diana.
After oh, and he's saying we should sell them for $500.
I walked
Diana,
over.
Talk to you. Hey, Diana, I'll see you at the bachelor party this weekend, right? You're going to be one of the topless hoes that comes on now, huh?
How did you know?
Woo! Welcome, Diana, stage five.
She's showing her Van D camps.
Oh, my God. What's that growing up?
I was going to say, so I was in the improv today and a customer came by and they said they had lost something. So they pulled off the lost and found box and I went, what's that prescription bottle? The girl goes, I don't know. And I went, give it to me. Oxycodone, full bottle.
Holy
what's
God.
A full bottle? Like 12?
At least.
Because that's what I got
I didn't
from
take
my doctor.
Them. Yeah, it's good
Here's,
stuff.
I was in an uncomfortable position the last couple of weeks because I got oxycodone from my tooth when they pulled my tooth. And I know that you gave me one or something like that a while ago.
Didn't do anything?
No, it did. It fucked me up. And I was going to give you one. That was my first thing. I'm like, oh, I'll give Mike one. And then I'm like, I'm giving an addict heavy narcotics.
No, I'm not an addict.
So I didn't.
I opted to stop drinking.
I did not
He's
do
not
that
a basement either.
Because I didn't want to, you know, gateway you.
Yeah, bring it to Palm Springs.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
What's that like?
Okay.
Oxycodone.
It makes I don't like it. It makes me really, really happy and then really, really upset.
Yeah,
sad.
That's the
and
thing.
Then really, really happy. It's very erratic.
Yeah, if you're depressed and you take an oxycodone and you go against the rules on the bottle and have a shot of booze or something, which it strongly recommends you don't because you can die.
Usually, I would actually. No, I'm not going to even say that.
Well, yeah, but can you not bring that to the bachelor party? That's a bad idea.
Wait, what does that mean? Can you not?
What did
bring
she just
that?
Say?
I don't know. Bring it though.
Oh, you don't want me to bring it, Diana? Dear.
Yeah, I like.
Hey, Diana, you're not invited to the bachelor party.
I like
Put your
safety.
Boobs away. You're not allowed to come.
Yeah.
How dare she? Trying to rain on, buzz my, kill my buzz of a bachelor party unsafe.
Trying to lessen our chances of dying
Diana?
In a pool in
Diana,
Palm Springs.
You're a square, Dan, man.
I am a square.
Good night. Thank you for calling.
Good night, Diana.
Love you guys.
Love you. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey.
Hi. How are things?
I'm so nervous about calling today.
Why?
Because I called in like a few weeks ago.
You should say because I murdered somebody.
What?
You should say I'm so nervous to call. Why?
Because I killed
someone and the coppers are at my door.
No, because I guess some of your listeners thought I was really boring. And
oh.
I think you guys thought I had a boring story.
What story was it?
I felt really bad.
Oh, no.
What story was
Come
it?
Come on, Tammy. It's okay.
What story was it?
What's your name there, miss?
Yeah, Tammy.
Oh, look at that.
Just
wild,
give me a hint.
Wild stab in the dark.
But what story was it?
I don't want to even talk about it.
Mike, let's not ask her to tell a boring story again. How about that?
This is the only show where we're like, wait, tell us the boring story that you were telling.
It was erratic and it was all
I've already told like three boring stories tonight.
It's true statement.
Somebody like bail me out.
This actually is a really interesting show. I like all the comedians, you know, talking about comics and movies.
Naming names.
That was boring.
Particular
was
show
boring.
Or the show in general.
Contributed nothing tonight.
I love the show.
Tammy, have you ever spent any time in prison?
In prison?
Yeah.
What?
Have you ever been in jail? You ever been in
trouble? Or are you
the
a
law?
Jealous comic?
No,
you ever been in
trouble?
One or the other.
Have you been to the Ace?
What's the worst thing you've ever been accused of?
Yeah, you like Disneyland?
Ooh.
Wait, the most what?
The worst thing you've ever been accused of.
Yeah, you like Disneyland?
Worst.
You got any kid neighbors coming over sticking their face against your screen?
Is he going back to that story?
Have you ever, I thought we were doing all of our old topics.
Doing content.
No, I'm asking her a serious thing. What's the worst thing you've ever been?
Oh, if I ever did as a child. Okay. I ditched some. I was 14. Does that count? But I have to be really little.
I don't know. No, don't listen to Mike's ridiculous questions. What's the worst thing you've ever been accused of? Holy fuck.
Oh, I know. I was accused of supplying drugs and alcohol to a minor.
Why'd you do that,
well,
Tammy?
Well, you could use some drugs and alcohol. It's been a long day in the mind.
Why would you give children drugs?
Drugs from me, and she wrote in her online. Like,
Tammy, you got kids, right?
Messages.
You have kids.
I am not a soccer mom. No, I'm not.
You don't have kids? You don't have kids?
Am I around kids?
Do you have them? Do you have children?
Do you live
do
or work?
I do not have kids.
What's wrong? Are you crying now?
No, I'm not crying.
Holy shit, what's happening?
Uh-oh.
Holy fuck. Have they made movies about you?
Maybe she thinks this is the suicide hotline.
Like a possession?
No, I have a crystal clear record. I've never been arrested. I've never been convicted.
Okay,
This
is what the callers are talking about, Tammy. This is what they're with boredom. This is what they're talking about.
Okay. Damien Echols. I wanted to bring up.
Ooh, Damien Echols. What about one of the West Memphis Three? What about him?
Yeah,
is your mouth sore or red?
Came out this week.
Oh, his book came out? Is he making the tour? Is he like showing up on Damien Echols, Paradise Lost. It's that movie that Mike, it's one of my favorite documentaries ever. Mike thinks that they're all guilty of sin, even though they just got out of jail.
I don't agree. I agree with you. And there's three. It's a trilogy.
Yeah, so really the first one is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. The other two are Leave Something to Be Desired. But is he making the circuit? Like, is he on Conan?
I don't know.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I really don't think they'd have him on Conan.
Maybe
TBS. Have you guys heard of the Moth podcast where people tell stories?
Yeah, Mike turned me on to the Moth.
Do you work for the publisher or something? Are you just plugging his book?
Well, he's plugging his book. I know, I can't like totally clearly hear your thing, but anyway,
Hold on one second. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This call's brought to you by the Ace Hotel in Palm Springs.
Why is that?
Ace, come on out. That's my logo. That's my slogan.
What happened?
God, am I not creative tonight at all?
What just happened?
I just put an ad in because while she's doing an ad,
are we
for
doing
the book.
A podcast this weekend?
Yeah.
Are we doing one out there, Brian?
Why not?
That's a great idea.
You need to bring those recorders if we are.
Brian wants to do it. He's bugging me. He's like, "Are we going to do one?"
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Wait, are we a guest on yours or is he a guest on ours?
We outnumber him, so he's a guest on ours.
It's up to me, and I'm going to say you guys are guests on ours. Because I'm going to be out of town for a couple weeks, and we're looking for filler.
So we're going to have to talk films while we're at your bachelor party?
I'm easy. Look at you. Jesus. We're going to have to talk about movies? What?
Cut to, we do 15 minutes on movies right now.
Listen. No, our listenership would not fucking deal with this. Are you kidding me? The Film Vault, listen, they're very serious. Film
they
Walters.
Deal with our, oh yeah, you're right. Good point.
Film Walters would be very outraged.
Yeah, because we know movies are for serious people.
I just don't want to be drunk, guys. I don't want to be drunk and having my voice recorded
it's
while
It's weird
drunk.
That you have control over
That's
that.
That's why you want me to take down the first 79 episodes of The After Disaster.
Yeah. What do you mean I have control over that?
You don't have to be drunk.
But it's my fucking bachelor party. I'm going to be drunk.
Oh, I thought you meant like you don't, I thought you meant like I don't want to be drunk.
I don't want to be drunk on the podcast, and I don't want to be, honestly, I don't want to be too drunk for my bachelor party. I want to enjoy myself.
We'll do a short episode then.
Uh-huh. It'll be like, Anderson's passed out.
I'll have like one beer, and we'll do 20 minutes.
Have one beer.
No, we'll do like 20 minutes in the afternoon, then he can go, then we can all, I'll have a couple Diet Cokes, and you guys can get really drunk.
I'll bring you some oxycodone. What do you say about
Sweet.
That?
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. And some smelling salts.
You don't, hey! You don't need to bring it. I stole two out of that bottle today.
You're on the After Disaster. Last call. How are you? Sounds about right.
I think that's one of the calls that you dialed out, so
no,
I don't know why you're...
That's
I
really
feel
no,
like
that's
I did a
six.
Shitty job talking on oh. the show tonight.
Hey! How are you? I assigned Brian a movie this week. Brian had me watch... I'm sorry to be talking about the other podcast. I'm sorry to be talking about my other side project on this side project. Hi. You just made a strange sound. Brian made me watch Just Friends.
I don't know what that is.
Awful. One of the worst movies I've seen in
Is it a doc?
Library. No, it's with Ryan Reynolds, and he wears a fat suit. It's him and Amy Smart. Amy
oh,
Smart and
no.
Elizabeth Smart.
Oh, I know what you're talking
so,
about.
Hello.
He thought I would like it, so it was awful. It was one of the worst movies I've ever
you sure
seen.
He wasn't just effing with you?
No, he really thought that I would like it. PG-13 romantic comedy. Awful. So, you know, I won the bet this week, so I made him watch a movie.
Hmm?
Vengeance. Fred, the movie. Remember that character, Fred?
Oh, no.
From those little YouTube, that meme,
Oh, my
Fred.
God. I didn't know that guy's movie ever even came out.
He's got trilogy.
Does he do the voice the entire time?
A little bit. It's actually, you know what?
Oh, and also my grandma and my mom have been talking about how the economy is crashing
it's
or something
like
really
that.
Stupid like that. And they realize
90 minutes was
a trilogy.
That guy made a
trilogy?
Like
trilogy,
I mean,
yeah.
They should just realize that
and it's a major movie company that produced it. Can
I think it's straight to video, brother. Probably straight to video. But, wow. I watched so far 40. I'll watch the entire thing because I don't want. Yeah.
Striker used to get so mad.
I would used to play. I used to play Fred on Love Line all the time.
So annoying.
Is that all on my 360? Or are you playing that?
Yeah,
it just makes me think kids are idiots.
Still have Fred's in here.
That they found that entertaining.
The fact that he calls Pomeranian squirrels makes me laugh. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
what Pomeranians
a terrible
are.
Movie. Pomeranians? You don't know what a Pomeranian?
No,
is.
No, it's like a little dog.
Yeah. Hey, caller, you're the last caller. How are you, buddy?
Hello.
Once you started talking, I realized that I needed to soothe my ears with Fred to recover from your high pitch because you were very loud.
That's not your fault, though.
It wasn't your fault. It was Tyler.
Oh, I'm so mad right now.
Now is what? I need to know why Fred's mad.
Oh, I'm so mad right now. Now my underwear's all bunched up together.
The fact that it annoys people makes me happy.
It's not even annoying. It's just terrible.
Oh, you know what, though? I watched 45 minutes. I can honestly say much, much better than... Just Friends.
Well, there was probably a company
what?
Overseeing
I'm
it.
Sorry.
There was probably
wow.
a company
well, probably a
overseeing the movie and some producers saying no to things.
But what I'm saying, it was better than Just Friends.
Got it.
I think they had the same things in place. I would think they'd have producers on Just Friends. But more creative, more clever, more fun. Right, hey, how are you, buddy? I'm talking to the caller now. Hi.
Hey,
caller.
There, buddy.
Handball against the curtains. Hey, caller, you're on the air. How are you?
Beef curtains.
You're just there.
Yeah, you were just talking to us.
I don't like that phrase, beef curtains, because it just reminds me that curtains need to be dry cleaned.
I hate it. Diana, what? Oh, Diana's gone. All right, call. The show's over, yeah?
Hello?
All right, please accept my apologies for not carrying my weight.
Tammy, we need your energy to bring the show to a very climactic ending. Please help us.
Oh, Memphis yet?
What's with her
no,
Memphis?
Is it out yet? I don't
What's
think it's
with
out
the
yet.
Movies?
It's shown in L.A.
Is it? Because that,
yeah.
that's okay. I will check that out. Thank you very much, Tammy, for helping slow the show down even further. With a Mike, you were so happy when you came in here.
I know. I'm
just dead.
I'm exhausted.
What do you guys hope to get out of this weekend?
I hope.
I'm
to
trying
get
to get out of your bathroom.
Some
Are you really?
Swimming in?
You sure?
Yeah.
Some food. What time are we going to dinner Saturday night?
I don't know. It's all up to my my best man.
He's gonna,
so, but we're going to go hang out by the pool and stuff, right?
Yeah, here's the weird thing. My best man doesn't party at all. Like, he wakes up every morning at 4 a.m. and he goes and he works out, rides his bike for like 15 miles. Then he works all day. He's like a workaholic. And he's in bed usually by 8, so he's going to be completely out of his element. His least favorite thing in the world is smoking. I'm going to be smoking at least 4 packs this weekend.
Yeah, and, buddy. I'm going to come back and sound like Steve-O.
You get a dag with me? And then,
yeah, do you want me to bring some cigars and we can smoke cigars, or is that too weird?
Maybe. I don't know where we'd be allowed
smoke
to. It's going to be 108
cigars.
Degrees out there, too. But I keep trying to tell Derek that, like, I know you're the best man. I know you've, you know, paid for everything up to this point. You're not accepting any money from me, which is very, very nice. You've done all the work. Gather everyone together. But I don't want him to be uncomfortable. So I'm like, if you want to go to bed early, if you need to go do a bunch of work in the middle of the day on Saturday or something, feel free. If you want to go on a bike ride, do that. But now I feel like he thinks that I'm trying to get rid of him. It's like, now that you've done everything.
If you just want to go to the museum over here, just go hang out. If you want to catch a movie, that's cool
man. This is a good one. There's a couple good ones. Master comes out wide this weekend. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet.
Did you see it?
No.
I've got to go see it in 70 millimeter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only playing in one place, 70 millimeter, right?
Santa Monica, right?
Or as I say, millimeters?
No. Millimeters? Arclight, Hollywood.
Well, he originally showed it in Santa Monica.
He showed it at the Arrow, but the Arrow's like an art house theater people rent on the weekends.
But it was 70 millimeter.
Yeah, he showed the 70 millimeter. Yep. Right after the Kubrick Shining 70. Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing? All right, everyone, thank you very much for
listening to this.
It's not lost to me that I was all over the place tonight. Exceptionally.
It's not lost to me that I hit a wall the minute we sat down and I have nothing to contribute.
A mannequin. I understand that. But you know what? I got to make up for these two fucking pads.
Yep. Well, next week we'll come back with Bachelor,
shit tonight. Fuck
Bachelor
both of
Party
you.
Update.
No, well, next week we're not going to say a word.
Next week we come with a...
like something so horrible happened, we can't even bring it up.
Mike,
hey, you want to talk about the Bachelor Party? Silence.
Mike, you should just not come in for like 8 weeks in a row and they'll think that you died. Don't do any tweets, nothing.
And you guys don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Or kind of get like a crackle in your voice when you talk about me.
Hey, we'll have like a weird new co-host.
Anderson, bring those recorders with you out there.
I have them right now. Do you want them now?
Okay.
All right.
And Mike's going to forget them.
No, I'm going to put them in my trunk right now.
Okay. So what time are you picking me up, Mike?
I'm thinking about 6:30 a.m.
Are you excited about seeing the space shuttle tomorrow, Mikey? You take
yes.
Some pictures? You going to bring your Zoom lens?
I'm going to try to see the space shuttle tomorrow morning, provided I can wake up, and I think I'm going to go to the Griffith Observatory.
Well,
and
enjoy
watch it from
spending
up there.
Like all morning there, because I heard numerous times on reliable radio sources on the way into work tonight that it will be at 11:45 a.m. and you don't believe me.
I don't believe you because nothing on KFI is reliable.
Okay, that's good.
They get all their stuff from newspapers, and they're often wrong
huge
most of the time.
Huge shout out.
No, but they're always wrong.
Ding dong, ding dong,
ding dong.
They don't even have they don't even have facts even close to being right. But here's the thing: so the space shuttle is coming down. It's going to San Francisco.
Out.
It's gonna buzz Disneyland.
Thank you,
it's
Tammy.
It's gonna hit the Griffith.
Thank you, Tammy.
The museum, the Getty, and then it's gonna go down by the beach. And I don't know which one to go to. I'm leaning towards Griffith Observatory.
Yeah, got to get out and see that shuttle.
I should have brought this up earlier because it was a great topic. We could have had shuttle talk.
Hey, you know what? You just said
shuttle talk.
You just said shuttle talk.
Like it's badminton or something.
Which rhymes with my favorite word in the English language.
Yep, I suck cock.
It's a good word, man.
Shuttlecock. It is the greatest word of all time.
It's the most.
Gotta get out there.
It's the weirdest sports thing. What's that broom thing called again?
Shuttlecock.
Oh, you push the broom. You push the thing with
curling.
The broom.
Curling.
Curling.
I don't know what they call the broom. I think they might call it a broom. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
I think it's called a Canadian brush.
Good night, everybody. Thank
good
you.
Night, you guys.
Actually, you know what? Happy weekend. Friday. Yep. Looking good. You have the whole weekend ahead of you, huh?
Happy Jewish New Year.
No, oh yeah, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur.
Oh, Yom Kippur.
That's what my calendar says.
Mitt Romney Kippur.
That's a stretch.
It is a big
stretch. If somebody knows exactly
have
what
respect
time
for the listeners, don't yawn while you're talking.
I'm sorry, I'm falling.
Where are you falling?
For you, I'm falling for you.
Can
hey,
I,
if anybody knows what time the shuttle's coming through, tweet me, please. Exactly,
because
inside source in the Air Force or something. Like, if you have a friend at NASA.
I love how he doesn't trust the most reliable news network, KFI news station
it's
in the
definitely not
maybe
reliable.
In the country.
No
KFI.
Chance.
He wants strangers to tweet him.
Somebody, if you work for NASA, tweet me and please let me know
NASA.
Exactly when it's going to be cruising over.
I believe it's NASA.
And where I should go, where the best place to see it is.
How awesome and horrifying would it be if you got tweets because of this? You went out in the parking lot right now, got reception, and you got from the Pentagon and NASA. NASA.
It'd be pretty
awesome.
Because
they listen.
Oh, God.
That would be awesome at first.
And they're
then we'd
like,
be like,
please don't threaten the Postmaster General ever again.
And then we'd be like, wait, that's really great. And then we'd be like, we're fucked as a country.
No,
we're
yeah,
ruined.
People are
we are ruined.
Yeah.
What if we're Barack's favorite podcast?
Barack. Oh, okay. What can I?
How much pressure would that put on us to try to do a better show?
By the way, you guys are Barack Obama's favorite podcast. Oh, shit.
Can you imagine how many listeners we'd have the next week if he came out and said that? Yeah, I was just listening to the after disaster in the White House. Mr. President, can you clarify what that is? It's a wonderful podcast. It comes out Thursday nights at midnight.
Oh, by the way, the third guy that bought a mug, I've not got his phone number. And if I have, I'm sorry. And I don't even have your name. You're the newest of the mug buyers. So don't feel left out.
Welcome to the
guys.
Family.
We have three buyers, and I talked to two of them tonight. And thank you very much to the third buyer. I don't even know who you are yet, but we're going to give you a call and try and figure out what you're thinking. Huh? Huh? And then Mike will tell you how guilty he is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. And go leave some iTunes reviews, people. And some follow us on Twitter at After Disaster. Mm-hmm. And find us on Facebook at / After Disaster.
All right.
That's about it. Follow me. I'm the funniest person on Twitter at Tyler Radio.
Good night, everybody.
You laughed way too hard at that.
Springs, baby. Springs.
Ding dong!
If you guys want to come to Anderson's bachelor party, hey. What hotel is it at?
Oh, my God.